Thank you for starting off your day with the Andy Summers Show here on XTU.
So I was on vacation for the last couple of days, and I'm super jealous because Dave got to talk to Dan and Shay about this song.
So I should probably go to bed.
So good.
I should probably turn off my phone. I should quit while I'm ahead.
When we hear a big to-do from record labels and stuff like that about new songs, it's because they have to make a big deal about it.
Right.
But this, they totally didn't because it's so good. Turn it up just a little more.
Right, that voice, huh?
Yeah, I should probably go to bed.
They sound so good. So let's get to it. This was Dave from Friday with Dan and Shay.
What's going on? You got to guess who this is.
Dan and Shay?
Hey! Yay! Pretty good. You know our voices too well. How you guys doing?
Great. Boy, we are loving this new song, guys.
Thank you so much, man. We're so proud of it. And we're so bummed. It's crazy. The last city that we were in other than Nashville is Philly. We were up there. Tour almost started. We were outside of Wells Fargo Center. And then all this happened. So it feels good to hear some familiar voices. Thank you guys for keeping up with us, and thanks for playing the new song.
Oh, no problem. And before I ask you about how you put this song together, I have to tell you a quick little story. When we first played the song, a guy immediately called up, and he said it is his favorite Dan and Shay song. He said he woke up, got in the car, he was in a great mood, then he started bawling. But then with about a minute left, you know, when the song kind of changes tempo, he said then he got a big smile on his face again. So tell us kind of how you put this whole thing together.
Oh man! First of all, shout out to that guy. I hope that he is not sad and that he is very happy that this makes his day. Man, we're so proud of that song. You know, we started it back in L.A. during Grammy Week. We quarantined for a while, and once Dan and I knew we were healthy, we got back together. And I went over to his house, and we were just in his living room, and he was playing the piano, and we were playing that song. And what happens at the end of that kind of fell out right there at the piano in probably 15 minutes. And Dan did such a great job at, you know, actually producing the song and actually got to take the time to do that. So it was exciting times right now.
Well, and having this song out. I was going to say, and being such accomplished writers and not being able to tour, does that mean you're going to start releasing like a song a day?
Oh, man, I don't know about that. It's a lot of work to put out a song. No, we'd like to take our time and focus on the quality of the music. And that's most important for us, to give you guys great quality stuff and to give the fans quality. So we're digging in, making sure everything we put out is right, and not quite sure the frequency at which we'll release music yet, but we're fired up on this one. We got a crazy video here coming out shortly, and yeah, I'll just say we did our own stunts for this one. It's absolutely outrageous.
And just as important as new music, Dan, you got a birthday coming up in a couple weeks. Any big plans?
Remind me, man. Getting older by the day. it is coming up. I forgot about that. This is interesting. It'll be my first birthday, you know, in the last decade that I've been home. You know, we're usually on the road in the middle of nowhere in some city I can't even pronounce. So I'll be home, and I'll probably be hanging with my wife and my dogs. That's about it.
All right, well, we'll be celebrating virtually with you. Dan and Shay, thank you very much for taking a minute to join us. The new single is I Should Probably Go to Bed. Thank you for the fantastic music to keep us company.
Hey, thank you guys so much, man. You guys have always supported us in such a big way. So hope to get to see you really, really soon, and miss y'all and love you, and we'll talk to you later.
If you run on coffee and Philly's country in the morning, you're in the right place. You're checking out my favorite morning show.
The Andy Summers Show.
On 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.